You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if you told it.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
In 2016, two unknown twin brothers in North Carolina pitched a show that nobody wanted. Two 80s. Too weird. Too risky. But Matt and Ross Duffer would not compromise. And today, we have Stranger Things.
They could have taken the money, watched someone else direct, but instead, they held on to their dream. And what they gave us wasn't just a Netflix hit. It was a masterclass in storytelling.
From day one, Stranger Things made the characters the heartbeat of the show. It was never about monsters. It was about Mike finding Will, Hopper discovering how to be a dad again, and Eleven making friends. Because friends don't lie. And if they do,
and that's not an accident. Mm-mm. The Duffer brothers teach this. If you can't make us care about the people, the spectacle is nothing.
It really is nothing.
It's nothing. Mm. That's why people dress up as Eleven, cry with Max, laugh with Dustin. Characters came first, always. Their philosophy? Keep it simple. Give the story a clear drive. The entirety of season one was just this. Will is missing. Find Will. And every character was locked into that drive. Simple, but unstoppable.
Also, while script writing, they lived by this rule. How do we mix the ordinary with the extraordinary? A bunch of kids playing D&D. Ordinary. Very ordinary. So ordinary that some people even forgot what D&D was.
What is D&D?
Exactly. But now, put in a Demogorgon. Ooh. Extraordinary. That mix, that's Stranger Things.
Damn.
One studio wanted Stranger Things, but without the Duffer brothers as directors.
What?
Right? So guess what the Duffers did?
What did they do?
They walked. No compromise, even if it killed the project.
Hmm. And it worked.
It worked.
It worked.
It did.
And they also cast kids instead of stars.
Which the studio was
unknown with. Kids.
Unknown.
Unknown yeah. kids.
Mm-hmm. Very known now.
Very known now.
Yeah.
Definitely known now. Mm-hmm. If you don't know them. They also kept the 80s setting.
Studios didn't want that either.
And now, they told the story they wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned it into one of the biggest streaming hits of all time.
Who might die? Fans are already bracing for heartache. Steve is at the top of the danger list. Steve. He dies. Will might be the beginning and the end.
Mm. And Max?
Yo.
She's already halfway.
Yeah.
In the upside down.
Yeah, no, she. Yeah, she.
But the Duffers did promise. No cheap deaths. If a character goes, it'll matter.
Yo, but the deaths have been so painful.
Eddie.
Yo, Alexi.
Alexi.
Bob. Billy's death was even painful. They made Billy's death pain.
Billy for me was man, after the change, you know?
Yeah. I bet if Steve dies,
I might. No, I won't stop watching. But I'm going to be very hurt. I'm going to be very hurt. Toothless. What? Stranger Things. D. didn't just entertain. Mm-mm. It changed TV.
Forever.
Stranger Things didn't just revive Kate Bush. It sent Running Up That Hill to number one worldwide almost 40 years later. It's amazing. Mm. It's amazing. Proving the power of story to make music timeless.
And it what? Showed. And it showed an entire generation of filmmakers that passion always beats trends. Scriptwriters, write the story you want to see, not the one studios think will sell. The Duffers did not give up on their dream of directing. And now, what started as rejection has become one of the most defining stories of our time.
They built more than a hit show. They built proof that passion can rewrite the rules.
And in the words of Dustin, you shouldn't like something because someone tells you you're supposed to like it. You should like it because you actually like it. All the choices you made, did you make
them again? Like what you're listening to? Of course you
do. Of course you do.
Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.
Active FM, radio has never been better.